Okay, up next, we'll move along to Washington State coach Mike Leach. The Cougars are home hosting Boise State, and we'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Bob Beller with Bronco Radio Network.
Coach, how are you doing today? Just wanted to ask you your impressions of Luke Falk and what makes him such a tough quarterback, and then also your thoughts on playing Boise State two seasons in a row. What makes them tough?
I think, well, Luke does a good job because he's a very dedicated player, works really hard, is pretty good at featuring the talents of the players around him. I think Boise's a team that plays with a lot of confidence. They've won a lot of games, and I think have drawn a lot of confidence from that. And I think that they, I think they do a good job playing as a team rather than a bunch of individuals. And so, I don't know, if you're not playing Boise, you're playing somebody else. So we're playing Boise.
Coach, what do you think the greatest challenge is in facing Boise State?
Just ourselves, you know, just focusing on ourselves and doing the best that we can do and playing the best that we can play.
Your next question is from Ann Peterson with AP.
Hey, Coach Leach, the Pac-12 is moving to kind of get a rein in on the length of games this season. They're looking at a couple of different things, and I wanted to ask you what you thought about game length and whether you think it's a good idea to kind of make sure they're a little bit shorter.
I think game length is fine. I've never had a problem with game length, and games vary a little bit as far as how long they are, and I think that's fine also. If it were up to me, we'd leave the games alone and not mess with them. But, you know, they're trying to make it fit into TV slots and things. So, and really pretty much since I've been in coaching, or been a head coach anyway, they've if they weren't screwing around with game lengths, they're screwing around with something, so I'm sure they'll continue, you know.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any additional questions for Coach? Got one more?
Your next question is from Bob Beller with the Bronco Radio Network.
Coach, can you tell me a little bit about your running backs, what makes them different, Williams and Morrow, what their skills are and what we need to watch for on Saturday from them?
I think Morrow's, is kind of the best as far as just the most efficient all around. Some of that's based on experience as far as, you know, knowing where to go, best block or best can carry it, can receive it, that type of thing. James is really explosive once the ball's in his hands. If James has a ball, he's a really explosive player. I think they're both just very quality guys that, we can kind of roll in at different roles.
And how much does your offensive line key them? They look huge when they're out there playing against Montana State. How much do they set things up for you?
Well, that's where it all starts. I mean, there really aren't any great running backs without a pretty good offensive line. And so I think, we're a work in progress, but we've got some big guys. We just got to play together well.
Thank you.
Yep,
your next question is from Amy Donaldson, Deseret News.
Hi, Coach Leach. It's already a rivalry week here in Utah, BYU-Utah rivalry. I wondered if you could talk, how does it compare to the Washington-Washington State rivalry?
That's difficult to say. It's intense. It's a very intense rivalry. It's difficult to say. I mean, all rivalries are kind of unique, but it's pretty intense. Both teams want to win, and then the better that Utah and BYU have gotten, you know, the more intense it's become. So, and then I think also you have the, you know, in the case of BYU and Utah, the fact that Kyle played at BYU during the golden age, you know, and now he's at Utah, and then both him and his dad coach at both places. So I think that elevates it a little, probably. Well, then, furthermore, you got Kalani that played at BYU, coach with Kyle. Now he's back at BYU, so.
All kinds of intermingling. What are the complexities of coaching in a rivalry game? Do you do anything different?
The best thing to do is just try to keep everybody just focused and not trying to do too much, you know. I mean, because they're already motivated, with rare exception. They're already motivated. You just want to focus on themselves and try to just play the best game that they can play.
And do you think it's difficult to get out-of-state kids up to speed on a rivalry, or does that kind of take care of itself with your other players?
I think it kind of takes care of itself.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem.
All right, Mike, that'll do it for today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you.